This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:18 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Phil and Chen Li. Let's turn our attention to the Serba Dynamics saga, because there's been a lot of hue and cry over this case, which has taken many twists and turns.
Last Friday, the Attorney General issued a statement to explain the decision to compound Serba Dynamics officials instead of pursuing a criminal trial. According to the statement, among the reasons that the AG agreed with a compound included the circumstantial nature of evidence compiled by the Securities Commission, as well as public interest in that the economic consequences of a trial was disproportionate to the criminal charges.
So the rationale given by the Attorney General has drawn scrutiny from the legal and business community. So for a legal perspective on the Attorney General's decision, we speak now to lawyer Lim Wei-jiat, who penned an opinion piece on this issue recently. He is also a member of the Muda Central Executive Committee. Wei-jiat, good morning. Thanks as always for joining us. Now, one of the reasons given by the AG to withdraw criminal charges against Serba Dynamics and issue a compound instead is due to the circumstantial nature of the evidence. So maybe you can help us understand, what exactly does that mean? Was the evidence such that the AG viewed it wouldn't be persuasive in court?
Under the law, there are two kinds of evidence: direct evidence and circumstantial evidence. Now, direct evidence is a direct proof of a fact. For example, a witness saying that he or she witnessed for himself something happening. Circumstantial evidence is essentially indirect evidence, where a witness presents evidence of other facts that, based on a reasonable inference, could conclude a fact that is intended to be proven. Now, this is best illustrated through an example. Say there's suspicion that person A murdered victim B. Now, direct evidence is where a witness saw for himself person A stabbing victim B with a knife. Circumstantial evidence could be the fact that, for example, an investigating officer finding a bloodied knife in person A's bedroom that contains victim B's DNA. Now, that bloodied knife may not be direct evidence to prove that A killed B, but it's certainly circumstantial in nature, which, added with many other factors or facts, could lead to the conclusion that A killed or murdered B. Now, applying this to the facts of Serba Dynamics, now we must remember that the charges against the executives were falsification of statements and accounts. Now, a direct evidence could be the case that, you know, the CEO instructed for himself a particular officer to falsify the statements. Now, that may not be present in this case, as the AG is suggesting, but there could be circumstantial evidence. For example, a whistleblower highlighting that there is falsification of statements and accounts to the highest level, but the highest level of executives refuses to investigate the matter, or shuts an eye, or shuts it down altogether. Now, that could be circumstantial evidence to prove that, you know, these top executives knew that there was a falsification of accounts, or instructed for the falsification of accounts. So I hope that clarifies on the difference between direct evidence and circumstantial evidence.
You also disagree with the AG's public interest rationale for its decision, namely that the economic consequences of trial would be disproportionate to the criminal charges. Why do you think this justification is flawed?
The AG's justifications are flawed for two main reasons. Number one, if you look at the timeline, the criminal charges have very little or zero correlation with the economic consequences that Serba Dynamics is suffering today. The plunge in Serba Dynamics shares happened way back in May 2021, 7 months before the executives were charged in December 2021. In between, there's a whole host of issues. So, for example, the issue on the removal of KPMG as auditors, followed by high-profile legal tussles with EY and Bursa Malaysia, followed by Serba Dynamics missing of a coupon payment of $300 million USD Sukuk in November 2021. All this drama, which triggered a sell-off, happened before the criminal charges happened in December 2021. So this is contrary to what the AG is suggesting. The second reason why the AG's reasoning is flawed is because I don't think that he has explained how does the Serba Dynamics private economic consequence how is that more important than the integrity of the capital markets in Malaysia? Because don't forget, the charges against executives are very serious. They range from providing false statements to sales figures to bursa with a maximum jail of 10 years if convicted. So when a public company provides false statements and sales figures, it could mislead thousands of investors on the financial health of the company and result in huge investment losses. And furthermore, if foreign entities notice that this kind of conduct of misleading Bursa Malaysia is not dealt with seriously by the Malaysian authorities, then they will lose confidence in listing themselves in the Malaysian market. So aren't these also economic consequences from a macro market perspective, from a integrity of the capital markets in Malaysia perspective that the AG ought to consider? Why is this less important than what the shareholders of Serba Dynamics, which are private individuals and entities, are suffering? So that has not been answered, in my view.
So instead of pursuing criminal charges, the AG instructed the SC to compound Serba Dynamic officials, which would allow Serba Dynamic to immediately rectify its errors. The AG also pointed to Serba Dynamic's unblemished record. So how does prior record factor into a decision on whether to compound or to press charges?
To be fair, I do think, you know, the prior record of a particular accused does matter in deciding whether to compound or press charges. If that person is a model citizen and has not committed any crime before, obviously that is an important factor. But I think that what needs to be pointed out is, I don't think the AG should unequivocally or say in a very unqualified fashion that Serba Dynamic has an unblemished record. Simply because, you know, how does he know that for a fact? You know, has investigations been done on the past 10, 20 years of Serba Dynamic? And this, in fact, contradicts his earlier statement whereby he said that there may be circumstantial evidence that justify the charges that were being brought against the Serba Dynamic executives. So how does that sit with the statement now that there's an unblemished record? So I think that's something that the AG needs to answer.
So here's something I've been wondering, Wajid. Serba Dynamic has paid the 60 million ringgit compound issued by the Securities Commission. Why have they then been acquitted? I mean, wouldn't payment or settlement be an admission of guilt?
I do think it's practice that there is plea bargainings and negotiations ongoing between an accused and the prosecution until the trial has been concluded. When a compound is imposed, it is often done in exchange for charges being dropped. Hence why there has been acquittal. Whether this kind of compound, if accepted, amounts to an admission of guilt, well, there are legal debates on whether this amounts to an admission of guilt or otherwise. But the point is, they are left off the charges and they cannot be charged again for the same offence.
So, Wajid, what kind of precedents does this decision set for future capital market criminal cases?
I do think that it doesn't set a very healthy precedent for the capital markets in Malaysia because it sends a signal that the authorities do not treat this kind of conduct. And this kind of conduct that we are talking about is falsification of statements and accounts to Bursa Malaysia, which is the very serious kind of offences, are not treated seriously and are treated lightly. So how does that sit with investor confidence or business confidence to list companies in Bursa Malaysia in the future? I do think that it doesn't set a good standard or precedent.
So what's your assessment of how transparent the AG has been in explaining its prosecutional decisions? And are such explanation typical and expected?
To the AG's credit, you know, he provided reasons. And I think that's a good step in transparency in Malaysia. I think it should be encouraged. And for any kind of decisions to drop charges for high-profile matters, I do think it is a good practice for the AG to continue to give reasons. But such reasons have to stand up to logic and reason. And I do think that we are at liberty to question and criticize those reasons. That is part and parcel of democracy in Malaysia.
Wei-Jiat, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was lawyer Lim Wei-Jiat giving us his take on the rationale for the decisions taken in the Serba Dynamic case, why a compound was issued rather than criminal charges pursued, and why he thinks this raises more questions than answers. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.